Earlier this month, Nintendo saw an absolutely massive jump in stock value, nearly 25%, and all in the wake of the immense popularity of the augmented reality game Pokemon Go that has you running around hunting Pokemon in the real world. But recently released stock values from Nintendo have shown that the company has now experienced its worst drop in 26 years, and it's all in the wake of one simple fact. Nintendo doesn't actually own Pokemon Go, the app. A company called Niantic does, an ex-Google property. Now, it's amazing to see that investors could have been so confused. I'm confused about how this happens. We've got Angus Nicholson. He's a market analyst from financial trading firm IG on the phone to help us talk about it. Angus, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, look, I've got to say, how did Nintendo's stock get to skyrocket when they're not actually that involved in the property that seems to be making them such a great investment?
Well, Nintendo's stock actually hadn't done very well in recent years because they have been very focused on the home console market, and that market is increasingly drying up. Mm. Their latest contributions to that market have been quite unsuccessful, and it was many investors were struggling to see how they would go in the future, and they have been very reluctant to engage at all in this online mobile phone market because, you know, they much prefer to have their own content going on their own systems, and so farming out Nintendo content onto other people's mobile phone operating systems was very much against the company ethos, and they had rejected doing that for so long. So suddenly you get Pokemon Go out, suddenly it's on other systems, and it's being hugely popular. So it was a bit of a shock, and certainly a lot of investors weren't expecting it. Some savvy few had got in well ahead of the time, but that's why suddenly the stock rocketed up incredibly quickly as investors rushed to price in what they thought could be much, much greater revenues in the coming years in a very rapid period of time.
But Nintendo's ownership of it was actually quite minimal, so why the focus on them?
Yes, well, I mean, you have a range of investors there. So certainly the rally in the stock was very much overdone, and you had a lot of momentum traders coming in behind it. And the direct revenues from Pokemon Go itself towards Nintendo may not be that significant, given that it only owns a small stake in 32% stake in Pokemon Company, and has an undisclosed stake in Niantic. So the exact revenues that would ultimately flow to Nintendo itself could be quite a small portion of overall revenues. It may not be that significant on its own balance sheet. But the big difference is Nintendo is planning to release its own games on the mobile phone, and given the huge success of Pokemon, it would be pretty, you could comfortably say that some of its future intellectual property, you know, such as the Mario series or Zelda, any of that released onto the mobile phone systems in a high-quality game, you can arguably say that you would be expecting to see similar sorts of success with that given with that from Pokemon Go. And so I think a lot of investors were looking 2-3 years out, waiting for those games to release and say, look, if you look at these potential Pokemon revenues, if you put that on those other two games, then actually the stock should be valued much, much higher. So there was a bit of momentum there, but there was also some savvy, you know, recalculations of potential earnings going out many years coming into the stock pricing as well.
So you think that this kind of spike that we've seen and then drop might actually balance out in the end as people go, well, it's a foray into a brand new market for Nintendo. They've been needing it for a while. Their other properties are equally sort of popular. We should see a strong rise here.
Yeah, I mean, there certainly would be a lot of investors, I think, who would be interested in picking up the stock after this big reversal, particularly those with a much longer-term time frame in Nintendo. You know, obviously, there has been some big success stories in the mobile gaming market, Supercell, Angry Birds. You know, these games generate billions of revenue a year. And then to have an old, you know, a games company player with lots of very valuable intellectual property going back many, many years that many consumers know and recognize, there could be some great value in some future mobile games from Nintendo. And that's really the sort of outlook that a lot of investors, I think, who would be picking it up after this little bit of a reversal would be thinking.
And forgive my ignorance for a second, but when we talk about the kind of investors that do sort of, you know, provide these huge boosts to stock, are we talking about big companies buying in, or is this a mass of kind of individual investors?
Well, I mean, you have a range of different investors and strategies. Certainly when you see a stock rocket up 25% in one session, you get a lot of algorithms coming in on that. They just see the move, they buy it in huge volume, and that can really accentuate the move. And then you have a lot of day traders who come in and see that. And then you have, you know, hedge funds who run momentum strategies. You have value investors who are looking many years out and trying to work out an appropriate price. So you have the whole gamut of the investor community who'd be looking at Nintendo and may as well be involved in some shape or form. But the vast majority of trades, it would be difficult to know.
All right, Angus, thanks so much for talking to Breakfast on this.
Not a problem. Thanks very much.
Is Angus Nicholson. He's a market analyst from financial trading firm IG, pointing out that maybe this drop in stock price isn't actually a bad sign for Nintendo.